Okay, what are we? We're on the Dallas, right? Finished with Philadelphia. Hard for me to go back to that one, but any questions you have, I'll answer. Looking forward to the Dallas game. Obviously, in the division still. Looking forward to getting out there and playing a divisional game. So with that, I'll open it up.
How much did they change with Cassell?
Well, hard to tell because we haven't seen him play out there, obviously. But I won't imagine they will venture too far from who they are and what they do. I don't think they changed all that much from Tony and when Whedon went in there. But they're a good football team. They're a good offensive line. It all begins there, and they still pose some threats that we certainly faced the first time, and I think we're going to face again.
Coach Coughlin mentioned going back to the tape of his in New England.
Yeah, that's going way back, and then there's Minnesota. Well, I mean, you see guys set up and throw. He's a strong arm. He's a big guy. And CJ, our running back coach here, coached him in Minnesota. So he has a little bit of a background with him. So there's a little bit of information there. But look, the players play the game, and, we go out and try to coach it again. I don't think they'll change the scheme too much. Now, they've had it is a bye week for them. So you can throw a wrinkle in there that you wouldn't normally be able to do. So we'll anticipate that. We don't know what that will be. But I think they're well established in who they are and what they do. I think Scott does a great job with them, and we'll try to defend what they've been doing.
Your thoughts on DeMontre, the penalty in particular, and how do you coach a guy and get through to a guy with that kind of talent?
Look, that's a double-edged sword, in my opinion. You love the high motor. You love the fact that he loves to play the game and plays it hard. And look, at the flip side is there are a number of plays that have happened this year where his hustle and determination and going full speed all the time has helped us. He's made tackles down the field after rushing the passer and certainly in a run game. But having said that, I think DeMontre realizes this, that really hurt. That's the kind of penalty you can't afford. It's hard to stop anybody in this league in three downs, and when you do it, you want to get off the field and be proud of that. However, when you do have to go back out, and I'm sure all our defensive guys will probably talk about this, all you should be looking at is a maximum of another three plays. It shouldn't be a 60 or 70-yard drive, so that was disappointing too. But, yeah, we'd like to be off the field on that and the punt, roughing the punter.
Do you think he can get it together?
Yeah, I do. Look, everybody progresses and grows at a different speed. DeMontre isn't out there all the time, so he doesn't have the reps that some of the other guys do. But we're hopeful. I mean, we'll keep plugging away.
How much do you need him? I mean, you don't have... Your pass rush is what it is at this point.
Yeah.
You have seven sacks, I believe it is. How much do you need him because of that?
Well, we need them all. We're not going to be able to do it with one guy. There are things pass rush-wise that we certainly need to generate a little bit more of in a four, and three-man rush is a little bit tougher, but certainly four. And we have to generate a little bit out of a five-man and bring a few more pressures. Now, this past game, you stay away from certain things because of the type of offense that you're facing, so it was dictated by that. We'd like to get back to doing a little bit more pressure, and I don't know if we'll get to do it in this game or not, but we need them all. I mean, we need everybody. Whoever's out there, we need to affect the quarterback. That's what we need.
Speaking of things you need, Wani wasn't out there today. John wasn't out there today. Devin's coming back. Hamstring. John is still bothered by a neck. I mean,
status quo for the defensive crew, right? Things as normal, hadn't changed. Look, at everybody's going through that in the league, I think. It's that time of year, you're past game six. Guys are getting dinged up and banged up, and sometimes you got to take some time off. The hope is you get them all back for Sunday. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But it's tough. It's difficult when you can't get the reps under their belt and certainly have them ready for the game. And what it does is, you have to pull back on some things you might want to change because you can't change things if guys aren't out there working on it. So it affects us.
What would it take to get Nikita Whitlock more snaps on defense?
Got to get him off that other side of the ball. That's what we got to do. No. We're working him in there. We're hoping to get him more. It's kind of what I just answered here. Look, he doesn't come out and practice with us on defense. So it's go out there and do it. He's done a great job with that, not getting a lot of reps. So when he goes out there and you say, okay, this is the menu of calls you have, that shrinks. So... We haven't been able to steal them too many times in practice. When we're able to do that, we'll expand the menu, but we haven't been able to do that yet.
It's been a long time since you've had Robert Ayers
Yeah.
available in the game plan.
Yeah.
Has your confidence gotten high this week?
Yeah, he looks good out there right now. I'm knocking on wood here somewhere, you know, because those are fragile things, those muscle pulls and whatnot. So hopefully we can get him for the game. And it would, you know, look, it would help us a lot. We need that juice.
Well, I was going to say, what kind of dynamic does he bring? Obviously, yeah, we see, but how does it
affect your plan? Yeah, he's a pass rusher. It's not going to affect us that much because whoever's going to line up there and play is going to play. We're not going to change too much. We haven't changed that much while he's been out. But adding him in there, I think, helps. It certainly helps.
Spice, do you look at this defense with 10 games to go? Obviously, the division completely up for grabs.
Yeah.
But you've had to work so many different parts. You don't have everyone. I get all of that.
Yeah.
What leads you to believe this group can get better to where it's making a key stop? Or I know you're generating turnovers, but to really be a team, a unit that can help lead this team.
Well, I think getting everybody back, help, you know, the quote-unquote 11 that we hope to have out there, I think that certainly would help. It's not going to happen in every game because this is the NFL. But I think growth and reps and time in it, I think, does make a difference. We went back and did a study of the pressures. They're not really where I want them right now. And as we talked as a staff, okay, do we give up on them and bail on them? And we all agreed that, no, let's just keep grinding away, and the guys will get better and better at it. So that's the hope, you know. Now we're running out of games to continue to get better, but we got no other way but to keep grinding at it and working at it. We got no other way to do it.
Is it human nature that in a game that goes the way Mondays does, that the relentless meter takes a hit?
Well, I did. I tell you what, I told him this just the other day, whatever day, everything's running together, but I was really proud. I go to war with these guys anytime. I thought we battled and fought maybe toward the second half of that fourth quarter when it was the 79th play, you know, that kind of, it took our toll. But prior to that, I mean, I never sensed on the sideline that our guys were down about the fact that, you know, we weren't scoring a lot of points or down about the fact that this was happening. They just went right back out there and battled. And I don't think as the guy leading that group, you can ask for much more than that.
Just one more question on DeMontre. On the play where he drove Bradford into the ground, it struck us as a little bit odd that he said after the game, you know, I got to understand that's not allowed.
Yeah. Well, look at that tape, you know, that particular tape and roughing, that's shown every year. Now, it's shown all the way back in preseason. But, you know, look, I think DeMontre, again, he felt as bad as anybody for doing it. But we can't do that.
Was there a part of him, do you think, that thought maybe Bradford still had the ball?
I don't know that. You'd have to ask him that. I don't know that. I would have used that as that would have been a good way to go. You should have told him to say that.
You ever run a linebacker rotation like that?
Yeah, I have. In 04 when I was in Philadelphia, where we had a lot of different linebackers. And you know what? To be honest with you, as many guys as we can play, I think is better. Everybody stays in tune. Everybody has a part in it. Everybody feels, you know, that they're a part of something and they're not. You know, look at that. All of us that have played sports or done something, nobody wants to be a backup. Everybody wants to have a role and feel like they're helping. So I think that works. Now, you know, John, the hard thing for John is that, you know, he's been a guy that's played all the time. We talked about it today. And yet it's been in and out because of the injuries and the whole thing. And we got some guys doing a good job. He understands that. Look at John Beeson's a pro. He's a leader. He's a team guy. I love working with him. I'm glad we got him. Just got to get him out there and let him roll.
We got time for a couple more.
How did J-Ron do? I mean, yeah, he stepped into a big role there.
Yeah.
Well,
he had the one play, I think, the two plays I think he'd like to have back. We've talked about it. But I think he's been really solid. I'm glad we have him. He went in that Atlanta game and did a really nice job against those wide receivers. And, you know, we talked a little today, he would have liked to have tackled a little bit better. But he made some plays that you don't notice. You know, made a pass breakup on an out cut early in the game. And, you know, I think he's solid over there. We got no problem putting him in the game.
Everybody says they want to look forward. Do you look back to the season opener and say, how did we do that? I mean, or is that out of your mind?
How did we do that in the standpoint of?
Have a 4-10-point lead and lose.
Yeah, yeah. Look, the one thing about playing in the division, you get another chance at them. So that's coming up this Sunday. So hopefully we can redeem ourselves in that regard.
Do you plan on continuing that linebacker rotation?
I don't know. We'll see where we're at the end of the week. A little bit of it depend on the packages we're putting in. And one of the reasons you saw a lot of it this past game is, look, the speed of that offense was such that we said, look, let's be as fresh as we can every series. And I thought it worked out pretty good.
With the Last question.
With the Dez factor, obviously, to us, it seems unlikely that he's going to be out there. Yeah. What do you do?
Well, we're planning both ways. you never say you're hoping one way or the other, because I remember 10, 12 years ago in Philadelphia, we played the Colts, and I'm trying to remember the running back's name.
Oh, we hope he doesn't.
We hope he ends up James, so he doesn't play. All in walks in Joseph Addai, who ran for about 150 or something, you know. So, look, he's a good football player, and we know he's a challenge. So if he does play, we do certain things. If he doesn't, we shift gears a little bit, and we're prepared either way, really, on both of them.